For another perspective on ovarian cancer, I met with Dr. Maury Markman, who I had not seen since 1992 when I interviewed him for the first time. 15 years later, Dr. Markman is still a candid, straight-shooting, and very knowledgeable investigator.
The situation with ovarian cancer is that there has been modest but not substantial changes over the last decade, a decade and a half. The landmark studies revealing that the addition of paclitaxel to platinum therapy certainly showed that one could improve the outcome in primary chemotherapy of the disease, and that was very positive. But in the last decade, there have been multiple studies that have looked at other drugs added to platinum and paclitaxel that have not shown an improvement in survival. So there have been studies that have looked at adding epirubicin, or studies adding topotecan, or studies adding liposomal doxorubicin or gemcitabine. Survival has not been improved. We, on the other hand, have shown that we can make some substitutions that impact on toxicity. So we now certainly, rather than using cisplatinum, when we're talking about intravenous therapy, most oncologists will use carboplatin. And carboplatin and cisplatinum are essentially equivalent in efficacy in ovarian cancer. But carboplatin is certainly preferred agent from the perspective of the toxicity, overall quality of life. And very importantly, since the taxanes are also neurotoxic as the platinums, if one gives cisplatinum and paclitaxel, or cisplatinum docetaxel, you can certainly do it. It's not a question of whether it's possible to do, but it's more complicated. In fact, generally have to give paclitaxel either as a 24-hour infusion or separate it by a day from the cisplatinum because of the risk of neuropathy. And that's not necessary if you give carboplatin. So ease of administration, less toxicity, less nausea and vomiting, you know, clearly the preference is for carboplatin. But there's no improvement in outcome.